this which you hold in your hand is the image of the tree of life with its spheres and paths. This is the image that my teacher said is the image of the soul of the human being and the soul of the world, soul of the universe. So simultaneously we're looking at a representation really of the human soul and a representation of the universe. We start at the bottom sphere, so just look at that sphere you've coloured in at the bottom. This represents the body, it also represents the physical universe, the body of the universe in a sense. So if you just look at that one down the bottom,
kingdom.
And if you look at the one right at the top, which is in this whitish colour, this is called the crown, and it represents what we might call the deep spirit or the source of everything. So the source of your own soul and the source of the soul of the universe. Now, if we look at this diagram, we see there are three vertical pillars, middle one longer than the other two. So just look at those on your diagram. Notice the three pillars. Notice the crown at the top. Notice the kingdom at the bottom. Deep spirit and body. Deep spirit of the universe, deep spirit of your soul, body of your soul, body of the universe.
So a kingdom's also body.
Kingdom is body. Physical body and the body of the universe. And there are three pillars because human experience is bifurcated. We work in terms of opposites. One of the great features of human being is the opposable thumb. So the thumb that can, and because of we have an opposable thumb, we can manipulate things. Now the very nature of the opposable thumb is it relies on two things pushing against each other. So we rely on working with the principle of opposition. In order to pick up a pencil to do the colouring that you've been doing, you have to, your fingers and thumbs have to oppose each other to hold, to make the fine adjustments. Now this is deeply coded into our nervous system. Our bodies are asymmetric. The whole nervous system is divided into left and right. There's an underneath process within the subcortical layers that isn't divided in that way, but the whole of the cortex of the brain, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of the brain connected by the corpus callosum are bifurcated. So, for example, in the left hemisphere of the brain is where the speech center is. And it's the part of the brain that manages separation and works with objectification. The right-hand hemisphere doesn't use speech but is responsible for the perceiving wholes, wholeness. And it's what we might call the more intuitive functions.
Did you see that YouTube? I can't remember her name, or something. She had a stroke, and she was a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes in with a brain, and she experiences right bleed in her brain.
Oh, okay.
She
well.
Knows what's going on, and she's not frightened of this BVP because she knows what's happening.
Yeah.
Very clear ability to know when she was moving from one side of the brain to the other, mustering yeah. somebody up. I get halfway through the number, woof, we're back in the right brain.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, well, that's a really good example. That's a really good example of what I'm talking about. I mean, normally we don't notice it because the two sides of the brain work together, but actually the two sides of the brain work on the same principle of opposition that you find in the opposable thumb. They work together by specializing in different functions and sort of and it's the. It's by finding it's the balance between the way the two hemispheres work that enable things to happen. And in a way, that's one of the reasons why the structure of the Tree of Life has two pillars and a middle pillar. Now, if we look at some of the other structures of the Tree of Life, we will see there are three triangles in it. There is a triangle, so if you come up from body, there is a triangle between the place called the foundation, the kind of purpley one, then there's a green one and the orange one. Now that's, we could call that the triangle of the personality.
So the one above Kingdom is
found. It's called foundation. And then on the left hand side of that, the orange one, which is connected to the planet Mercury. So the foundation was connected to the idea of the moon. The orange one is Mercury, and the green one is Venus.
That's the second one, is it there? That's the second one.
No. That one there.
That's the first one. No, this is
First one is there. Yeah. First triangle. Okay. Second triangle is that one.
Oh, okay.
Third triangle is that one.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'll come back to the other one. There's lots of patterns you can bring out of this, but I just want to draw out some of the major patterns. Right. So the first triangle is that one: foundation, reverberation, eternity. You go up from foundation, you come to the yellow or golden one.
Sorry, Mercury's reverberation.
Reverberation. Well, it's one way of translating the Hebrew. It could also be called glory. But it doesn't. What's more important is the idea behind it, which is more that it's Mercury, it's the mind. The green one is Venus and the feelings. The kind of purpley one called the foundation is really, you could call it the, well, you could call it the unconscious, for want of a better word, but it's the place of where you find the images. It's the place of the self image and the world image.
Is Venus power? Is Venus power?
No, not really.
Venus Amati is Venus. You say provides the kingdom of power and glory. We've got kingdom and glory, and I wonder what power was.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't really work for that. I mean, you could, but you'd be stretching. You'd be stretching the point, to be honest. So coming to the next triangle, which is the middle triangle, which we could call, so if there's a triangle of the personality, the next triangle we could say is the triangle of the angel.
And this is the one form of understanding, wisdom, and...
No, this is judgment, mercy, and beauty. The triangle of the angel.
So the yellow one in the centre.
The middle. Yellow one in the centre, the red one to the left, the blue one to the right.
So this first lot is the triangle of the personality, and the next lot is the triangle...
Triangle of the angel. Also called it the triangle of the soul, if you wanted to But the angel is more useful for our purposes.
And so the sun is what?
It represents, well, it represents beauty. Don't be too worried about getting all the detail right. I just want you to look on it in your diagram and just kind of try and notice the shape of the triangles. It's not about getting all the facts. It's about the tree of life. You get a bit obsessed with that we're getting the facts right. But I just want you to notice the shapes. Right, because then the top, we have the top triangle of the tree, which we could call the triangle of the spirit.
Of the experience?
Of the spirit, no, the spirit.
Oh.
Oh, divine, we could call it the divine triangle if we wanted to. Okay, so now I just want to look at the verticality of the tree, and how. So I'm going to go first start with the middle pillar, where we have five spheres really. So we start off with the sense of body, and that's literally coming into a sense of body and earth, being kind of just present. So as we start to become present to our body, we start also to notice the world around us. As we start to notice the world around us, we start to make the second step, and we start to become aware of our own subjectivity, which means we start to enter into the foundation of the sense of self, where we start to notice the images, the implicit images, that both drive us and drive the world around us. And as we do that, we start to come into this whole subjective sphere of the lower triangle, where we've got thought and feeling and image spinning together, creating a kind of a tangle of experience. So if you like, the first issue when we step into the kingdom is how to keep ourselves present in the body. To make the second step, we have to notice and take seriously our subjectivity. And as we take a clear step into our subjectivity, we become really aware of this constant dialogue of thought and feeling and image. Now the step beyond that is the step into this place called beauty, the central sphere of the tree, which is the place of stillness and balance. So as we bring ourselves out of the tangle of thought, feeling and image, we start to touch into the experience of the angel, of the stillness, of the deeper understanding that's underneath the surface movements. Now, as that starts to happen, the spheres on either side start to also to respond to the deeper aspects of the tree. So the tangle of thought, of repetitive thought that you get in the sphere of Mercury, starts to become influenced by the red sphere, which is the sphere of judgment and clarity. So the mind starts to become clearer. As the same thing happens on the right side of the tree, the churning emotions become influenced by mercy and compassion. So the emotional possible, so the mind becomes clearer, the emotional life starts to become gentler, kinder. Now, as we become established in this place called beauty, as we can be present, and as our mind gets clearer, as our heart gets kinder, we then start to become connected to the deepest part of the tree, which is much more mysterious. So we then start to move up that central path, which takes us into this, the what's called the invisible sphere of Da'at, which means the knowing of not knowing. This is the place of mystery. So this is the place of transition between the deepest triangle and the rest of the tree. Now, simultaneously as we do that, the sphere of clarity starts to move into something called understanding, the deep kind of place, a deep kind of knowing of beneath form. It's almost a sort of it's like the root of form, the root of judgment. Simultaneously, the place of the compassionate mercy opens up into mysterious intuitive wisdom. And the place of presence and knowing starts to become affected by this, the place that is the mysterious source of our being, the first movement of ourselves. So part of what we reach in that deepest of all triangles, I feel like we reach in the sphere on the right hand side, deep will. Left, the black sphere is deep imagination. And the central one is deep spirit.
Which is deep will?
Deep will is the one on the right hand side, the kind of greyish sphere, the sphere of called wisdom sometimes, but it's really deep will, deep intention. And on the other side is deep imagination. And in the center is the source, deep spirit.
So which one's deep spirit?
Deep spirit is the one at the center, the crown of creation. Yeah, that's right. So as we go in deeper, you can see these aspects of ourselves getting more and more refined. So I'm just going to be quiet for a moment. I just want you to look at your diagram, not to think about it particularly, not to the one I've given you with all the details. I'll just look at your own coloured-in diagram as the image of your own soul, and just to hang out with it. What happens as you look at it? Just see what happens.
I went out through the tree, starting that place, the mm-hmm. self, and so I followed the sort of unfolding to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got sort of to the top and feeling each sort of stage, then suddenly found I came down to the bottom again.
Okay, yeah.
It had to go from the top back down to the back bottom again.
Okay.
Did it, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, nice.
I've got an impression of one of those arcade games, mm-hmm. you know, where you ping the ball bearing,
yeah.
and it could just go rattling around any of these paths.
Mm-hmm.
It rather worried me that some of the colours of the paths weren't symmetrical, and I wanted to work out why they were the colours they were. That was a distraction.
Mm.
It's It reminds me of one of these water features where you have the cascade coming down,
yeah.
and the water funneled back,
yeah.
and repeated.
Yes, that's right.
Continual waterfall cascade that refuels itself.
Yeah.
And the strongest dynamic for me was the waters descending.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and the kingdom seemed particularly dynamic.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Good.
To me, it's that everything comes from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be very much the sort of most dynamic part.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're drawn to, yeah, good.
Looking at it.
Lovely, yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
I knew there was something I had to work quite hard to remember where the triangles are, but then I noticed that I got that sort of bit, and then kept returning to the middle one, beauty. Somehow that's the centre of. Hopefully that would be a good place to live if it got a bit more further up. But, yeah.
Hmm.
Also, that stillness from coming into the body, the others naturally kind of. You suddenly find them there. You try and. Put in your mind.
Yeah.
Work,
no, it doesn't work in the same way. No.
I've got a sense of
yeah.
that. Yeah, it comes with the stillness.
Yeah, it is.
It's there and then, yeah, compassion, clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's really right. The doorway is the good body is the gateway, for sure, and the stillness.
And things just become apparent rather than.
Yeah.
And without making more of them than
that. Yeah, good, yeah.
I feel it's the first time I've ever looked at this diagram from my body rather than from my mind.
Uh-huh.
And I feel very like a different relationship because it's mine and
yeah.
I've coloured it. And
yes, exactly.
And something about actually spending that time, uh-huh. and it wasn't just 2 minutes, it was quite a long time.
Uh-huh.
So I feel much more connected with it as well and kind of enjoying the playfulness and intricacies rather than trying to work it out.
Yeah.
Mm. See that beauty is in the middle, like it's not kind of just sort of, oh, it's the icing on the cake, or if it's time for it, we have something nice. It really is actually the centre of it.
It also feels like it's dynamic and it keeps moving all the time. It's not in one particular way of reading it or looking at it. So it just feels like it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so many different pathways. Because it's reminding me of Cat's Cradle. It's like this at the moment, but you know, you do and the mesh could be different. It's just it's like this at one moment in time, it's between two hands that are holding threads.
Yeah, you could certainly see it like that, couldn't you? Yeah, totally.
Well, the two hands could be that way, or the two hands could be that way.
Those could be the fingers, couldn't they, holding the thread?
It could be.
Generosity there just brings you up. It's really rich, isn't it? And kind of then there was the card you got.
If it was cat's cradle, then somebody could do like that and lift it up and make a different pattern.